Listener supported. WNYC Studios. Okay, so back when it used to rain in California, I'm driving down the 580 Interstate Freeway, going to the grocery store, wife, little boy, little girl, myself. Then, no notice, a rainbow blazes in front of us, intense. And I don't mean in front of us up in the sky where it's supposed to be. I mean right in front of us, right there in front of us. We're driving, and then the air shimmers, golden, for 3, maybe 5 seconds, and then there's no more rainbow. My little girl shouts, "There it is!" And I see it in the rearview mirror. We had just driven through a rainbow. And I'm upset, furious. Number one, I didn't think that was supposed to be possible. My science teachers all lied to me, but really, I'm angry because I always wanted to get to the end of the rainbow, and I finally do, and it's in the middle of the interstate highway. No leprechauns, no pot of gold. I feel robbed until I check the back seat and see their little faces, radiant, beaming, delighted, still touched with magic. Today on Snap Judgment, we proudly present The End of the Rainbow. Stories from real people finding a different version of what they're looking for. My name is Glenn Washington. Now, I just want to catch Bigfoot, because you're listening to Snap Judgment.